welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka. And hey, we're live, we're here, we're ready, let's go.
You know, have you ever wondered, I mean, I think a lot of people, Sri, have ever wondered like they really are, or like, you know, why do I do the things I do? And what's up with these relationships? What's up with these partnerships? Well, you know, we are here today to talk about a very hot topic. It's one we've talked about before, but you know, we've had so many calls, so many comments, so many emails, so many letters that we are doing a whole show, my angels, on how to discover your soul group. And these are not any other kind of soul groups, but the original. Because when you whittle it all down, all beings on this planet are in one of these four original soul group types. And this is get rid of all of the traditions, get rid of all of the superstitions, get rid of all of the myths. These are the four original soul group types. And really, once you really understand the origin of the energy or the essence of your soul, it's like a big key that unlocks the ultimate aha moment.
Well, that's true. And we're really talking about the souls that were born at Zion that weren't made in the test tubes of the... Oh, I'm thinking of a different movie.
I was just giving him that, what planet are you from,
Well,
Sri?
That's exactly what we want to talk about. What planet are you from?
Because, what universe? What galaxy?
Because what's happened over the eons, and when I say eons, I'm talking more time than your mind can count.
Indeed. And hey, I just want to stop right here and let you know, our lines are already full. Yes, the lines are open, but the lines filled up about 30 seconds after we went on the air. So if you're trying to call in for today's show, as soon as we would start taking callers, get your finger on the dial, guys, because that's how it's going to work today. It's just one of those days. And I also want to share, just right up, straight up, let you know, about 2 hours ago, guys, Sri and I posted the March Revelations. It's up right now at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. If you have not watched these, as soon as this show is over, go to YouTube, watch the March Revelations. Very, very important. And we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about that today. Our video will do it for us. We want to talk about soul groups, Sri. We want to get into those soul groups and really dive into the nitty gritty, so to speak. And Sri, tell me why we want to do that.
Well, because we've traveled so long. You've traveled so far. We've kind of forgotten who we are.
And that
metaphor, it can happen at all levels. You know, many spiritual teachings talk about how we take birth through the veil, you know, we transport ourselves through the veil of forgetfulness or whatever you want to call it as mm-hmm. we come into density. Mm-hmm. However, consider that there were multiple veils, multiple births, multiple planets, universes, travel, multiple opportunities for travel. And so that as the souls began to refract, and have birth, the original soul groups begin to become a little bit complicated, so to speak, because you can take anything and start adding to it, subtracting from it, at least in consciousness you can.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we are at the time of reunion, as we are at the time of ascension, the soul groups are finding themselves again in the... more in the purity of who they really are. Now, let me make sure I'm clear on this. Refraction means breaking apart into individuated rays, breaking apart into individuated concepts and forms. It's like overcomplicating the three primary colors. That's kind of what it is. You know, your television works on RGB, red, green, blue, and they make a myriad of colors out of just RGB. So if you think of the original soul groups as the RGB, but yet there's this myriad of colors, you can see why people sort of dance around and with a variety of relationships that are almost R or almost G.
They're kind of like that. Not quite.
Not quite.
But you try to make it fit.
But
I mean,
close
you do.
Enough that,
yeah.
You know,
it's comfortable.
It satisfies a yearning.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm trying to get across is through the myriad of eons of travel, we are now recollecting ourselves, simplifying ourselves, coming back to our authenticity.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing,
yeah.
Because the journey has been so far spread, the journey of individuation.
Yeah.
And as we come back into our authenticity, things actually get simpler.
You know, that is just so mind-blowing when you think about it. It's like we as beings of infinite light have been expanding. You know, it's kind of like that divine imperative, guys. As infinite being of lights, it's what we do, right? And so as we expand, we experience, we grow, we love, we hate, we have fun, we don't have fun, we grow hair, we cut hair, you know, our bodies get big, our bodies get little, we move, we interact. Everything serves. Everything, whether it feels good to the ego, whether it feels good to the body, it's all part of the divine imperative of the expansion, of the ever-continuing experience. And what I think is so beautiful, Sri, and what you just shared, is that when we can weave the tapestry of those divine experiences into the recognition that as we have taken all of that in with gratitude for the journey, we become whole. And in our wholeness, we're actually able to feel the simplicity or the beauty of the simplicity of the authenticity because of the blessing of the journey. How cool is that?
Well, that's truly the awakened life. That's the ability to be conscious, be grateful, and be in joy.
Yeah, and to recognize, you know, I remember so many healing moments in my own personal life, but a couple of the real ahas for me, my very first big aha was that I picked my parents. That was a really big healing moment to know that, not to ruminate about it, not to ponder it, to know with all my heart and soul that every being, every soul, every incarnation knows absolutely what they're getting themselves into. Even though the minute we're in form, we tend to forget about all of that, or at least the vast majority of beings do. But to really remember that, to wake up to that, was a big aha moment. A second big aha moment was the understanding of limitlessness and the infinite nature of who we are through my major near-death experience in 1989 when I died of cancer. That was an incredible blessing to recognize the limitless nature of who we are and the divine journey we're on.
Absolutely.
You know, it really was. And then after my journey through many marriages, which I am the first to admit, I'll help anybody with experience on that to recognize the gift of every one of these partners that were not you in the blessing they gave me to know you when you came forward, and to recognize that the only thing I had in common with all of these people was me, and to be able to truly say thank you for the good, the bad, the ugly, so that I could fully embrace the authenticity of my soul's journey. And when we can celebrate these aha moments and build upon them, it means that we are truly open to receive the greatest gift of all, which is the experience of living our divine soul's expression.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, what you're describing also is two things. One of them is serial monogamy.
I just married them all.
Where you went from one to the next, But you were committed in each case.
But, you know, that was also part of my soul group, because we might as well be talking about the union soul group. Absolutely.
So as a union soul, Kira was making commitments to her partner to be in union.
Right, because that's all my soul knew.
And yet your level of discernment
was really crap.
Now it needed sharpening. And certainly we can all relate to that. We grow through contrast. Our discernment grows through contrast, and thus it's ever popular amongst many to have lots of partners and lots of pleasure.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And
especially those that awaken. It seems that people on the awakening journey very rarely get the partner right the first time around.
It's unusual, or if you get it right, you may lose it because
and have to come back to it.
Your level of attainment wasn't up to the challenge.
Well, you know, we have a Miracle Team member, our beautiful Wafa in England. Hi, Wafa, who I'm going to probably mess this up after, I believe, a 25-year separate divorce. Came back and remarried the love of her life. And the two of them her original husband, after they both had gone their separate ways for many, many years and had other partners. And in the meantime, they both came back together in an incredible awakened reunion. And so, yes, Sri, that's a very valid gift to bring forward.
And so there are many people whose soul's wisdom has nudged them into the correct partner, yet their state of ego development, their state of emotional maturity, and all the things that, you know, we go through in life, let's just say it can be more triggering to be with the right person than the wrong person.
And, you know, as we go through each of the four soul groups today, there are some of the soul groups where that's more true than another. I will share that since we're talking about unions, and then I think we should pop to the phone lines for a little bit, that for people who are the union soul, now a union soul is not to be confused with what many people commonly call a twin flame. A twin flame is a whole other category called a dual, and we're going to get to that next. A union soul is literally, think of it as one being. It's one soul. It's one whole complete soul that in wanting to know itself in form literally splits into a masculine and feminine energy. Now, that does not necessarily mean it's carried in a man and a woman, but it shows that way. It splits itself into a masculine and feminine energy and incarnates to find itself. And it's a fascinating,
It's a way of multitasking.
Well, it's also union souls are the ones that tend to have some of the biggest heartbreak in their lives. Because as you mentioned, I kept trying to force it. I kept thinking I had found it because I had this unrequited drive inside of me that knew you were here. And I just kept trying to make it work. And what was fascinating was I knew the sound of Sri's voice, and all of my husbands had very similar voices. I knew the energy that he would carry. I knew about I knew how his physical form would have to be as far as height and approximate weight. But yet, when I was younger, certainly in my early marriages, I was really trying to make people fit the profile rather than seeing who they were. Yet it was this kind of like, you know, totally out of balance, monogamous mess up, because what I really wanted was that union, what I knew it existed. And you very similarly did it, only you
were. Well, absolutely. There is a yearning that when you're ready for your other half, there is a yearning. And I was just chuckling. You say, I knew his height. I knew his sound of his voice. I knew his weight. And I'm going, wait a minute. You know, the weight changes.
Yeah, it does. But I knew the approximate.
The height doesn't.
No.
So hold it right there on your profile. I'm looking for this height. And you know, let's not get hung up on the weight.
You know, and in the end, I even released all of that right before we met. There was just that moment of, I know when it's right, this being will appear. And you did. And that's really the final magic, isn't it? Is to harness all of our life lessons and be in that much trust of the universe that we even let go of the desire to say, okay, if this is going to happen in this lifetime, I will just keep doing what I do. I won't become a hermit. I will just keep doing what I do. I will just continue to follow my soul's passion, because it was also only when I finally stopped hiding. You know, for years I had hid in a whole other life, so to speak. And it was when I finally got myself out of the closet of the truth of who I really was that you came forward, because that's the other part of union souls. Union souls only will attract when you're in your authenticity, when you stop hiding. And similarly, you would come out of hiding yourself.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of like
we were both outed, guys, big time.
We were outed in a different way, and coming forward and finally saying, if not now, when?
Yep.
If I don't live my truth and live my dreams and claim my my vision right now, then what's this life for?
Yep. And union souls, you're hearing us. If you're a union or and any of this is resonating with you, you'll find that you've been probably very, very frustrated in relationships. And I'm not saying that all the other soul groups don't have similarities.
And that's not to say you haven't had deep meaning and value.
Exactly.
The one thing that a union soul will bring to a relationship is a sense of stability.
Very much so.
A sense of I'll go the distance.
Yeah. Union souls are very committed. Mm-hmm. Very committed. And you know, again, it's when you wake up and say, wow, I am so grateful for those other experiences because they led me to where I am now, that the true healing begins. Now, you know, Sheree, speaking about true connection, true healing, let's connect with some of our beautiful callers. Let's begin with the first time caller and let's head right over here. Let's go. Where do you think?
Line two.
All right.
We'll say hi to Clementine from New Mexico.
Oh, our former home state. Namaste, Clementine.
Namaste.
Hi, Angel. Wow, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. You are both speaking to my soul big time right now. My friend was just texting me maybe 10 minutes ago and said, hey, why don't you hop on this? And if you're lucky, you can ask for a mini soul reading and connect with them. And I said, okay, I'll do this. And everything you're saying is exactly where I am right now, where I'm really just beginning to step up, step out, show up, get out of the house, go to open mic nights and connect with people in a big way outside of just my work. And I feel strongly that there's somebody I'm going to connect with here, some ancient connection that's been a long time in the coming. And I guess, yeah, I don't, that's all that's coming through right now.
Well, that's awesome. And where in New Mexico are you?
I actually am in Santa Fe. I live right out in the Arroyo Hondo area near Seton Village.
All right. Well, I'm really glad to hear it's Santa Fe. If you were going to tell me you were in Albuquerque, I was going to say you had a big drive ahead of you, but you don't. And that's the good news. And that is really the good news, because you are exactly where you are supposed to be. And here's the better news for you. The person you are destined to meet will meet you in Santa Fe. It's going to happen in Santa Fe. As you were sharing that you were getting yourself out there, I'm not kidding. I saw a choir and it was so cool because it was angels. It was kachinas. It was native spirits. It was these eagle dancers and bear dancers. And it was all of these blends of traditions, dancing and clapping and saying, keep going. We are guiding you. What you seek is near. Be clear what you seek, because it is already in process. And so, yeah, girl. And, you know, no surprise, because you got through today. And my goodness, our phone lines were full before we even got on the air. So this was a meant to be, and your friend is a blessing. Keep going, Clementine. Yeah. It's your time, Angel. It's really your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you both. I can't wait to read more about these soul groups, and the union group is really resonating with me. And Adam, thank you very much for introducing me to this. And hooray, I shall listen and support everybody else who's calling in.
Woohoo! Namaste, Clementine. Such a joy to meet you, Angel.
Thank you. You as well. Love you.
Namaste. We love you too, sweetheart. You know, Sheree, let's grab another caller real quick. Why don't we go down here to line five?
Line five, we have Laura from California.
Another first-time caller. Yeah. Welcome to Sheree and Kira Live, Laura.
Namaste. Thank you.
We're delighted that you rang us.
Can you folks hear me okay?
We can hear you, wonderful angel. What a radiant voice you have.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Spirit just guided me to call you and to ask for a mini soul reading.
Absolutely. It's our honor to assist you with that. Where are you in California, sweetheart?
I'm in San Rafael, California.
All right. Well, I am grateful to connect with you today. Again, you should see me right now. I got one of those Cheshire Cat grins on my face because certainly no accident that you got through today, my love. Truly. Truly. Oh, I just want to share with you that as we're chatting here right now, if you can, I want you to take both hands, and I'm doing this with you right now, your thumb. I want your thumb and that pointer finger, the finger right next to the thumb. I want you to just keep tapping and releasing, while the other fingers just kind of let them float like you're playing a piano. So tap and release, tap and release, tap and release. Let the other fingers float like you're playing a piano. And then they're saying to take that energy and release the hand from the tapping and just kind of like tickle your third eye and go up over your head, tickle your third eye and go up over your head with the fingers lightly tapping. And they're saying that what they're doing is an ignition of the divine presence within you that has been seeking to be released. And as they ignite this energy, they're saying, breathe the breath of the divine knowing that your journey is beginning again. While you may think it has been long, it has been but a millisecond, and all is revealing now. And they're saying that within the next 30 days, and they're showing me this huge ancient book, like it's really, really heavy, and you've been trying to read it. And they're saying, just turn the page. Just turn the page. And the minute you turn the page, the book levitates in front of you, and it's no longer work. It's now an awakening. And so it is, my love. I am so grateful you called today. It's a gift to know you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, my love.
Love
Namaste.
You.
I love you too,
Namaste.
Honey.
Bye-bye.
Namaste. Woo! Oh, my goodness gracious. I love it, Sri.
Fun.
Total fun.
All right. Before we talk about more soul groups, let's say hi to one more person.
All right. And then we got to get to the next call. We just have to get to the next soul group because I'm feeling this energy. I really am.
All right. We're going to head to line one and say hi to Kai from Sedona.
Oh, beautiful Sedona. Beautiful Kai. Namaste.
Namaste. I actually can't believe I got through. So I actually spoke to you a year ago this time, and my mother passed in September, and she's all happy, and I've been bringing in so much light, but I would like to be able to have a little mini soul because I'm still, I just feel like I'm meant to be out there, and I'm having a hard time with direction and guidance.
Oh, Angel. You know, Kai, first of all, I want you to know you actually are in on line one. And the reason I wanted you to know that was because the fact that you're on line one today is no accident. It's a sign. The fact that you got through so easily, it's a sign. And I also want you to hear this. You know, there's an old saying that one can be a lonely number. And in your case, it's an illuminating number. You are not alone, and you are ready to fly. And I want you to hear that the only challenge with direction has been distraction. And it's so funny. It's like your mother's whispering in your ear and going, pay attention, Kai, that there is this this energy of distraction that has been around you. And all I'm hearing is when you release the distraction and you open your eyes, and I'm literally sitting here using my thumb and index finger, opening your eyes. I'm like opening. I've got my fingers in the air, and I want you to feel me right now opening your eyes, opening your eyes, opening your eyes. And I want you to feel these two beautiful bluebirds are floating down with what looks like a golden pair of glasses, but they're not glasses. I was going to say they're almost like a little mask, but they're not a mask. And they're gently, 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 almost like applying this gold all around you. And I'm doing this with you, my angel. And they're applying this gold all the way around your eyes. And they're saying, you are ready to fly. Your eyes have been ignited. Release the distraction and claim the presence. Have complete confidence because it is deserved, it is earned, and the world is ready. Claim the one like the staff of power it is and wield it with the love that you carry inside and let your life be magical. Kai, I am so glad you called today. I love you so much. Go out and radiate.
I love you. I love you too. Actually, hearing both of your voices make me feel like family, hearing family again. So, because I've been connected to you for quite some time. So thank you very much.
Oh, my angel, you brought tears to my eyes. Mm-hmm. Just feel that exact same sentiment return to you. We love you, mm-hmm. Kai.
Big hug,
angel.
Yeah,
thank you. No accident.
You
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, Sri, I'm all misty. They're all so beautiful. Oh, I mean, we are so blessed. We have, bar none, the most amazing listeners on the planet. I mean, it's just every week I'm just like, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Absolutely. And we enjoy the heart connection and the soul connection. And to do a dance together that awakens greater consciousness and discernment is truly how we help the entire planet.
Exactly.
Helping each other.
Exactly. Now, you know, let's go back to these soul groups because
I think the next place to go is the ones that are often similar to the union souls.
Very, very similar to union and often confused because of that word twin flame, which I just want to take and shake.
You know, the union.
It's a take and shake.
The union soul is a soul that it's, you know, because we think in kind of earthly terms, we tend to oversimplify or put a filter up on our understanding. So I'm just going to bear with the filter for a moment. It's as if the soul was born and then split in half is as close as we can describe
it. Yeah, it really is. I mean, that's the key.
Versus the next soul group are the twins or the duals. And it was like they were born at the same time. It was like their frequency, their color, their composition.
Literally everything.
Is like identical twins.
Now, this is the one that is commonly referred to as a twin flame. There is, remember guys, we're talking about these four originating soul groups from which all the other soul groups refracted. However, remember, we're at the time of this reunification energy. And so the duals, and that is the proper, if you want to use phraseology, is the dual. The dual soul, as Sri just mentioned, is two whole souls that were birthed together. So it has a twin-like feel to it, and it has a mirror quality. And this can be really hard because similar to a union, a twin knows that there's another out there just like them, only they are experiencing a different reality, finding that being, than the union soul.
Now, this one can be a little harder.
It really can.
Because, okay, I think all of us can relate to the phrase of we're looking for that deep love connection. We're looking for the completion, that a relationship, whether it's with the divine or the divine through another being. But we're looking for that sense of fullness and oneness. And that really comes for many of us through having a partner, because that's your sacred mirror. That helps magnify the love. The thing about a dual is that they have this sense of completion that's tied to the other half. Not other half literally, but it's like that. It's like a twin. And
it's another part of that unrequited longing, only with a twin, they have a greater tendency to go way out of balance. Like a lot of twins become stalkers. A lot of twins build fantasies in their minds about their partner in ways that are just unhealthy. Twins, I mean, my heart was really big around these dual souls because there's a lot of confusion energy in a dual soul.
Well, yeah,
until they get balanced.
And when you say get balanced, what we're referring to is you have to come to a sense of maturity. When mm-hmm. you get to a place of self-love, a place where you're done with the running, where you're done with the dances with dramas, and you're beginning to just accept yourself as you are.
I think that's a name, isn't it? Dances with Drama.
It's one of my Indian names.
It is.
And at that point, then we start to see the world with greater clarity. And that's when these duals can actually hook up with their sacred mirror and be a success at it. Now, what's eerie about duals is oftentimes because these souls started off with the same frequencies and energies, is they may look alike.
Yeah, a lot of duals look very much almost like twins. I mean, you look at them and go, wow, is that brother, sister? And here's something that can be very complex. You can have a dual soul out there because of your evolutionary status, yet you could be a union. And I want to share this because this is where it gets very sophisticated. My fourth husband, I even regret, it's like, oh my God, my fourth husband.
Yes, tell us all about it.
Well, darling, my fourth husband, people used to swear we were brother and sister. And I mean, really, we were that, and to be honest with you, it's one of those weird things where I never even noticed that until after we'd been married a while. And then all of a sudden people were like, oh, are you two brother and sister? Well, here's the key. We had been brother and sister. We found out through a past life experience in World War II. We both died in a Nazi concentration camp at the age of 5, and we were twins. And so that was the reason we came back together, was to heal this rapid, very quick life that where we died in Auschwitz. But we were not dual souls, even though we had a literal twin experience. And so I could have easily thought I was a twin, meaning in a dual
relationship. Well, based on where you were
based
at that time.
On, exactly. Yeah. Yet I'm a union soul. So we need to, and this is where I want to bring up the difference between a karmic relationship and a soul partnership, because this is a very important discernment. If you're taking notes, this one's critical, because my fourth husband was a karmic relationship that had to be completed, because guys, guess who number 5 was? Of course, Sri Ramka. But if I had not had marriage 4, no matter how tumultuous, awful, and tragic it turned out to be, I would have never found Sri and my truth. And so it was a very healing experience.
Absolutely. And this is really critical to understand. There are no mistakes.
Yeah.
Trust the impulses that are leading you to other people or situations for that matter. It doesn't mean you need to marry them.
But
it does mean is to pay attention for whatever length of time, whatever level of intimacy is required to gather forth the energies and the lessons.
And
that's really what's critical, to gather forth the energies and the lessons. Karmic relationships are indeed the biggest dance floor that we're going to have,
and you need them. Because if you don't clean up that energy, if the perfect partner arises, it's you're not whole enough to stay together. Hence our beautiful Wafa Miracle Team member an example.
So consider for a moment, it's like you are a disco ball with multiple rays of lights, and each one of those is a past life. Incompleteness, and you're radiating out your 1,000 rays of light, and every being that you interact with that has that completeness, the other part of that, will show up as the bank teller, as the policeman, as the school teacher, as the who knows what throughout your life. And slowly we begin to resolve these unfinished businesses from the past. And it's literally that complex and that interesting that this isn't an accidental life. Believe it or not, everything is through intention and magnetic attraction. And so as you go through your life, you are in fact resolving all of this unfinished business, and it gets down to just a few core pieces at some point.
Yeah.
And those few core pieces, it may mean that you need a deep, a love relationship in order to heal at the soul level, at the unconscious level, what was unfinished. And I'm not here to judge or to know how long and how deep and what it will take. What I do know is, just as with sacred travel, so many people feel called to go to Egypt. Many people feel called to go to the Holy Land. Sacred travel is a way of recollecting yourself.
Absolutely. It's a way of healing the soul.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and so it is with your relationships. Until you're ready, truly ready for partnership.
Exactly. And when you're ready for partnership, quite frankly, only the soul group that is yours will come forward, because that's all your energy is calling. And so let's just kind of wrap up on the duals right now. Dual souls, again, mirror that kind of twin energy. They're two whole souls that were born together and that are coming back together. Now, a couple things for you duals that are out there. Unless you have done your own work, it is very hard to be with yourself 24/7, right? It's like, there you are. Everywhere you look, there you are, even in your partner. However, if you've done the work, the two of you will take each other to places that are incredible and can only happen when you come back together. So, beloved ones, same with union, same with all of us. It's important to do your own work, to take care of you. It is not selfish to put yourself first. And you know, Sri, let's, before we go to the third soul group, let's take another caller. Let's say hi to another beautiful being. And let's go to line number four.
Line four, Nancy from California. Welcome to the show.
Namaste, Nancy.
Namaste. How are you?
Oh, we are delighted to hear from you, Angel.
Oh, I'm delighted too.
Thank you.
And I find your show really fascinating. Yeah. Yeah. My question is I've had challenges in my relationship, and I was curious what soul I come from.
Are you asking me? You cut out a little. Are you asking me what soul group you come from?
Oh, yes, I would love to know.
Okay, all right. Well, here's what I want to share with you. Put your hand on your solar plexus, because I feel an energy in that solar plexus, third chakra area. So I want you to put a hand there, and I'm doing this with you, okay? And as you put a hand there, I want you to take your other hand and literally cover your eyes, and I'm doing the same thing. And I'm actually rubbing my solar plexus just a little bit. I'm just kind of making a little circular motion, filling it with love. And with your hands over your eyes, I want to mention four words to you. And I want you to tell me the one that feels right for you. So just keep breathing. Be relaxed, okay? All right.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Which number calls to you?
Three.
One, three. Okay. So you can relax your hands. I now want you to take your hands again, and I want you to just put them over your ears for a second and release, over your ears and release. And I want you to just ignite. The next group we're going to be talking about is called the Omni. You, my angel, are an Omni. And Omnis need to have their crown fully ignited all the time. Stay with the show, because that's what we're going to be talking about next. So I don't think it's any accident that we took you on the line right now. Thank you so much for being here, Nancy. And when you know the power of being an Omni, you will know the power that you are commanding, and you will be able to put that into incredibly profound action. Namaste.
Oh, namaste. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Angel. You know, let's go ahead, Sri, and talk about those Omnis.
All righty.
Let's do that. And so, you know, we've talked about the union. We've talked about the dual. That brings us to the Omni. Doesn't that sound really powerful? Because it is the Omni.
The great and powerful
the
Omni.
The great and powerful Omni, yes. Truly at the end of the yellow brick road. So what's an Omni? I mean, we just talked to Nancy, and she's an Omni. So what's an Omni, right?
Well
go ahead.
An Omni, and the word itself carries it within the Webster's side of the definition. An Omni is a being that is complete unto itself.
Exactly. Now, take that in. That does not mean they're meant to be alone. It just means that an Omni is a soul that had no need to differentiate and find its other part of it again. It was like, you know what? I'm good. And so the Omni said, I will love so much. I love so much. I am so called to service that I am going in whole. It's like, beam me down, Scotty. I'm going into Earth whole, and I am ready to be a force in motion. And so omnis are very, very good. A lot of really dedicated, like if you know the most amazing priest in your life or the most amazing nun or the most amazing holy person, they are an omni, totally whole and complete unto themselves.
So this the predisposition of the energy of this particular soul group is one that says, I can serve. I remain, my connection to the divine is there for me. I'm comfortable with myself. I'm comfortable with my connection with the divine. And so an omni could make a very good engineer or creative type. An omni is often called into mystical service, into spiritual service, and
healership.
Lots of nuns and priests and those in the monasteries or healers. They are folks that are very comfortable being in their own skin, even if in the early years they aren't.
And here's the, and that's exactly it. Omnis mature. They're like a really good wine, you know. They're good young, but they're better when they age. And omnis, here's the neat thing. It's not that they're meant not to have love relationships. They totally are free to have them. However, they have them in a way that's very, very beautiful, because an omni actually is kind of like a insert omni and everything's okay. So omnis can kind of have a rough go of their love life, because an omni, it can work with basically any of the soul groups. They really can. However, for it truly to be a lasting partnership, a fulfilling partnership, an omni is best with another omni if they're in that mode of deep omniness.
It's like then their partner would be just the deepest best friend ever.
Exactly. On all levels. Or they're really good with the final group we're going to talk about, the multi-expressionals, who are the complete out there opposite of the omni. And so the omni is that nice, perfect balancing energy for the multi-expressional once a multi-expressional matures. So omnis are a very fascinating soul group. And, you know, more and more we're seeing that a lot of people, especially millennials, are opting to stay single. Well, that's because the millennials happen to have an enormous amount of omnis that incarnated in that age group. And that's why that trend is starting to happen on the planet. They're out there, they're experiencing, they're doing what they need to do. But you know, at the end of the day, they're really cool going home and they're cool being with themselves and they don't feel unfulfilled. That's the key, is that at the end of the day, an omni may wish they were in a relationship, but they do not feel unfulfilled. And I think that's really important.
And all of these qualities that we've been describing are when the soul groups reaches a level of self-acceptance, of maturity, that they allow themselves to radiate with clarity.
Yeah, very much so.
Remember, when you start off life with a sense that you have to put on a show, you know, and I certainly grew up with that kind of a psychology where I felt like there was my public self and my private self. There was the face I had to put on when company was around, you know,
the one your mother made you put on, right?
Yeah. But it's that kind of duality that tends to dissociate ourselves from our authentic self. It's very confusing to the child to be told, don't behave the way you are.
Yeah, or the way we behave.
And so when we grow past those learnings and we finally get to a place of self-love and self-acceptance and the soul begins to radiate more clearly, then we start attracting more clear partners, more clear relationships.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you know, speaking about attracting, I would be remiss, Sri, if I don't mention to everyone, write this down, TOSAMiracleTeam.com. That's T-O-S-A, TOSAMiracleTeam.com. Go and find out about activating your miracle presence, my angels. You know, Sri and I, under incredible guidance, have been asked to make this much more available to the planet. And so we have There is so much miracle content there. There's resources for you there. You can even have the opportunity to join us in the forums that are there by saying, you know what? Yes, I commit to being a miracle maker. I want to stay connected. I want to receive all this amazing extra information, including miracle message that comes through for the team every week. Go today and really create. Start. You want miracles. You want to be abundant. What I can tell you is Sri and I have had the honor for the past 13 years to witness so many people change their lives. And it began with a simple visit to TOSAMiracleTeam.com.
This is a way to support yourself with a community of other highly committed people.
To really connect with people that get who you are and are doing the same amazing thing you are. You're not alone. And Sri, I just have to mention one more before we go to our next caller, that did you know there's only 2 days left to register for NIM
class?
Where did the time go?
For those of you that aren't aware, there is an opportunity coming up to join us for 9 consecutive Saturdays on a time-tested, a really incredible empowerment program that activates your mastery in a way that no other program can. And it's so beautiful. Kira and I are teaching this live for 9 consecutive Saturdays, giving you the support you need to truly grow and evolve into the person you took birth to
become. Especially March, April, my angels. And again, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, go to our YouTube channel as soon as the show is over. Just go there, our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and watch the March revelations. You're going to want this support. And hey, if you can't make it live every Saturday for the next 9 weeks, no worries. You're going to get the audios of the sessions. But this is a powerful program, and Sri and I have been so guided to make it available on the planet that my dogs are so excited they're barking about it, that we are literally giving you our time free, live. We're going to be free. It's the cost of materials. It's less than a latte a week. Go to SriandKira.com and check it out.
It's called Navigating the Inner Matrix.
So navigate
it. Now's the time.
It is. Because you want to be really abundant. You want to free your life. You know, if you do one thing this year, do this. Go to TOSAMiracleTeam.com. And Sri, let's go to the phone lines. We've got some more first-time callers. Let's go to line 5.
Line 5, we're going to say hi to Tiffany from Canada.
Namaste, Tiffany. We love Canada.
Hello. It's actually Epiphany, not Tiffany.
My apologies. Well, we'll just yell at our producer.
No, everyone does that. It's all good.
All right.
Okay. So, basically, I'm calling today. I just found out about the radio station, and I was like, crap, what time is 12 PST? And I'm like looking it up, and then I went on the site, and I looked, and I saw the time on the link that you guys had. And I was like, wow, 5 minutes in? I didn't miss it. Perfect. Like, something just told me to go on my computer. So I did. And I've been listening, and I'm calling to basically find out if you can activate the knowledge within me on my soul family, as well as if there's any messages from my guides or angels that are coming to you right now with providing assistance. I have started making steps, but I do need a little bit of clarity, and some clarity came this morning from Shai. I'm so excited. I finally got my email from him about the internship, so I'm working on getting that information back to you guys. But yeah, is there anything you can share with me on that?
Well, you are amazing. I just want to open with that because I'm just sitting here and I'm not kidding. Your energy is so brilliant. It took my breath away. I mean, I'm just sitting here going, wow. And my heart is like pounding. And so I want you to just breathe. And I mean, really, you are amazing. And yes, yes, and yes. The first message I want to share with you is coming from your guides and your angels, and they're sharing just about spreading your wings, trust, and keep going. They're saying that you are on the right track, that your guidance is spot on, that getting on the show, I mean, it was one thing that you were here for the right time, but the fact that you got through, I mean, do you know how many hundreds of people try to call in on these five lines and you got through? They're saying pay attention, that the doors are all opening and keep walking through them. And then the next thing they want you to hear is, if hesitation even shows up once, laugh at it with the beautiful beingness of you that you are, and put down whatever it is you're doing. Take a moment and go outside. You are an outdoor lover, meaning that when you go outside, that you get ignited and your energy blooms. And they're saying that shortly before you is the journey of a lifetime that will open you in ways that you have yet to know. And to prepare, smile, and know that the universe has you. You cannot fail. And so it is.
Thank you.
Thank you, my angel. It is a blessing to have been with you today. Namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste. Sri, I can't believe how quickly the time goes.
We need to talk
about...
We
got to talk about those multidimensional expressionals.
This is...
That final soul group.
This is the cosmic party animal right here.
It is. I love that. They're the newbies to the planet. These multi-expressionals rock. I mean, literally. They rock the house. They're like little fairy beings, you know? And there's beautiful multi-expressionals that are in their 80s and 90s, and there's multi-expressionals just being born, as there is with all the soul groups. However, the multi-expressionals have a big chunk right now, 20 to 60. Big chunk of that. These people are often polyamorous. They're often experimenters.
They can be very creative,
musician.
You're one of those people that says, I can't seem to stick with one thing, it could be because you need to experience many things.
And don't worry about it. You know, that's the key, is that if you're truly a multi-expressional, be a good multi-expressional. The key is multi-expressionals are really good with other multi-expressionals. But as they mature, some will want to gravitate with all of that multi-expressional experience and say, wow, I'm very full with that. I want to share it. And this is where those omnis become really good partners. When a multi-expressional has to be careful is if they're in a partnership or relationship situation with a union or a dual, because unions and duals will not be able to handle multi-expressional energy for long, and it will blow it up. So if you're a multi-expressional and you've had that experience before, don't lament if you've lost something or you perceive you've lost something. You're just on the road to finding the one that is absolutely perfect for you, or in your case, the two, because you're a multi-expressional. So dance, explore, celebrate. And the world is ready to celebrate with you, because this is who you are. You don't need to hide. You were born at the right moment, because our world is ready to receive you. Multi-expressionals bring us back to the union, to the dual, to the omni, to you, to your soul, to your heart. And feel our heart in this moment, beloved angels. This is a powerful time on the planet. March opens the third point of the Metronian star, and that is the energy of one simple word. Bring your hand to your heart, take a deep breath, let it out, and here it is, be. To be is to be free from emotionality and to enter into your galactic acceptance. Go to YouTube, official Sri and Kira, watch the video. Check out TOSA Miracle Team and treat yourself to navigate the inner matrix with us starting this coming Saturday, March 5th. You are a divine being having a human experience. And whether you're a union, a dual, an omni, or a multi-expressional, say thank you to everyone for playing their role so perfectly as to bring you where you are right now.
Because right now is the moment of power. Right now is the moment of creation. Trust yourselves and enjoy. And until we have the blessing of being with you live next Sunday, may you relax, be, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.